This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
You don't think this gear is cool? I'll draw this one up aside.
Send us your daddy loves.
Like jokes, but dirty.
So call 13 10 60 now if you've got some really f***ed jokes about p***ies and c***ing.
Wieners.
Yes, welcome to Dad Joke Thursdays. Dirty Dad Joke Thursdays, in fact.
Diddy dirty daddy jokes.
You can't say Diddy anymore.
Can't say what? Who's Diddy?
He's been cancelled.
Oh, has he?
Yeah, the feds raided his house.
Oh, no. Did he do it? And we're off.
Did he or didn't he?
That's the big question, isn't he?
Good, Nath. Good. Well done.
Thanks, mate.
Look, I'm going to save some of my dirtier ones next.
Okay.
If you are new to the Dirty Edition, we do have to beep out some stuff. It is a bones day. We have audio bones here.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll hear a beep sound effect.
He's
much
on the
like
big
this.
Red buzzer.
Yeah. Now I'm going to save my dirty ones for next, but I have a couple here, Nath, that I think you're really going to like.
And you reckon these are play on without a beep?
With play on without a beep.
Well, audio bones will decide. If they're beeped, then you'll know why.
I just think you're going to really enjoy these because I feel like I haven't looked for joke for you in a while.
Okay.
So that's where I've been.
So these are custom.
I found these. They're not mine. I found them, but I just feel like you'll enjoy
Excellent.
Them.
Excellent. Okay.
First one actually isn't a joke. It's just an interesting stat.
I'm a big stat,
stat guy.
I love stats.
Did you know that Sylvester Stallone?
Sylvester? What happened? Did he die? He's very still.
What's his name?
Sylvester.
Sylvester.
Yeah, yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester is his Madame Tussauds.
He's on his third marriage.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's on his third marriage. Yeah, so I guess the first one was Rocky and the second one was Rocky 2.
I did like that. I did like it. It was good.
Yeah,
it was good.
And just some news. I accidentally took my cat's medication this morning.
That's not good. No. You've done that a few times.
Don't ask meow. what is a necrophiliac's favourite band?
What is a People in the office just walk past wanting to know the answer. What's a necrophiliac's favourite band? I don't know what.
Coldplay.
Yeah, you're very good.
And, Nath, there's a documentary about the clit. It's been released on Netflix. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, because you can't find it.
There's an article on that too.
Yeah.
It's clitbait though.
Good.
Very good. Anthony, welcome to the show, you absolute dirtbag.
Oh, g'day, fellas. How you going?
Good. Good,
Anthony. Good, mate. What do you got?
Tip of the hat to you.
I got one that
Jared knows and one that he doesn't know.
Excellent. Well, that's why we get you on here, because you do the joke that he approves, producer Jared, and then one that you just, you know, pull out of there, and we're thanking God that Audio Bones has got that buzzer. So when you're ready, go ahead, Anth.
All right. So the first one for you boys. What's grey and comes in pints?
What's grey and comes in pints? I don't know.
An elephant.
Oh! It took me a while! I'm also concerned that you got it so quickly.
I'm a pervert.
I expected you to get it because you were in Africa not too long ago.
Oh, yeah. That's so true.
Didn't see any elephants come?
No. I left before it happened.
I bet Meg's seen you.
Sorry.
You go, Anthony.
What's the unapproved one? So that was the approved one, Anthony.
Yeah, that was.
Okay.
The unapproved one's not even that bad, I don't think.
Okay.
What do you call a painter with a brown fingers?
What do you call a painter with brown fingers? What, Ant?
Picasso.
That's good.
Very good.
That's
good.
Oh,
Anthony.
The king.
Jeez, what a way to start. Shauna, welcome. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, Shauna. What do you got?
I want to preface this by saying I am a lesbian and engaged to my beautiful fiancé.
Congratulations,
Shauna.
Congrats.
Thank you. This is not to brag, just to preface.
Like a brag, Shauna.
Sounds like a lesbian joke's coming.
Does that mean, Hank, Shauna, is that, Jimmy made a good point, is that the preface for a lesbian gag?
No.
Okay.
All right, well, what is it?
Go ahead.
All right. What's a lesbian soccer player's favourite strike?
It's a lesbian soccer player's favourite strike. What's that?
The scissor kick.
What's a lesbian high jumper's favourite action? Scissor.
What's that? A scissor. Yeah. It's a scissor.
No,
kick.
The Frosby flop. Oh, weird.
Shauna, congratulations on the engagement. Big Mickey. Hello, Mick.
G'day, boys. How you doing?
Mate, yeah, we're good, mate. Fantastic. What do you got?
Mate, well, you haven't heard from Billy for a while, so I thought I might jump in and have a crack. I've got one for you.
Okay, Mick, what do you got?
What's common between your family dentist and me?
What's common between my family dentist and you, Mick?
We both fill your mum's hole.
Mick! Mickey! I was glad I hadn't heard from Billy. Mickey! Who needs
and
Billy?
And she loves it. She loves it.
Oh, Billy didn't say that.
But he rubbed your face in the sand there, hasn't he? Good on you, Mickey.
Oh, mum's not safe.
I love Mick's welcome back on the show. Leanne, hello.
Hello, boys. How are we?
You know I'm always good when I hear your... Actually, no, I'm not. That's a lie. No, I'm... Jimmy's happy to see you, Leanne, but I'm not. What have you got?
So, just for you, Nate.
Yeah, I bet it is.
What's
I
the difference? Yeah. Between your dick and your bonus check?
Leanne! It's just weird because I've met you...
You're a sweet old lady.
You are a sweet woman. Look, and for you to come on the show and
yes,
go, your dick. Okay. What's the difference between my dick and my bonus check? What's that, Lee?
Someone always will want to blow you.
Oh, cut out, Leanne. Go again. Sort of, what is it, Leanne?
Someone always would want to blow your bonus.
Spend the money.
Yeah, but does that mean they want to blow his dick?
No, that means they don't want to blow my dick.
Oh,
oh my God.
Now I've just said it.
Well, you got it.
No, I can't got it because it's true. hello, Beck.
Hey, how are we?
Good. What do you got?
So what do a wife and a condom have in common?
What do a wife and a condom have in common, Leanne?
They Beck. Spend more time in your wallet than they do on your penis.
Say that again?
They spend more time in your wallet than they do on your penis.
Nathan, you have a wife.
Yeah, and a condom in my wallet.
This is the Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.